Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Friends, we are just about to enter a new year. So I'm only going to do one recording this week and just want to let everyone know that over the next few weeks, it'll be a bit sporadic. I normally do it weekly, but it might not be as consistent as normally because of all the festivals. But standing before Rosh Hashanah, we need to connect and we need to really share something deep. And as we've been speaking about coming up to Rosh Hashanah, there's the mitzvah of the shofar, the mitzvah of the blowing the horn. You know, it's a strange thing. Us Jews, we have many mitzvot. Some of them involve eating. Some of them involve actions like putting up a mezuzah, wearing tefillin and so on. Some of them involve speaking. Lots of them involve speaking. We pray. We learn Torah. We make blessings. We read the Megillah on Purim. We say the Haggadah on Pesach. A lot of mitzvot have to do with speaking. That the mitzvah is to communicate something, to declare something, to verbalize something. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have the strange mitzvah that involves blowing. Just blowing. Why? So besides all the ideas we talked about, the cry from the essence of the soul, blowing is a very focal point on Rosh Hashanah. Because what we often forget is that Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of man. Adam and Eve were created and Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of creation. And when God created Adam HaRishon, the first man, he gave him a soul. And the pasuk, the verse, tells us something interesting. That when it comes to the creation of the world, the 6 days of creation, so to speak, obviously, not in a physical sense, a tangible sense, because God doesn't have a physical form, but the idea, the symbolism of the creation of the 6 days of creation was through speech. God said, let there be a heaven. God said, let there be grass and trees. God said, let there be animals, fish, birds, and so on. And then he said, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man. But when it came to man, it doesn't say, he said, let there be a soul. It says in the Torah, it says in the verse, Vayipach be'apav v'nishmat chayim. And God blew into the nostrils of man a soul of life. And the Zohar says, what does that mean? It means that speech is much more external. When you speak to someone, you're communicating, you're sharing, but you're not necessarily giving of yourself. When you blow, says the Zohar, man denafach, someone who blows is blowing from his inside. He's giving part of him. And when God blew a nostril into us on Rosh Hashanah, that soul that we have that comes from that soul that God blew into Adam's nostrils. So to speak, God was giving part of himself. Indeed, as the Kabbalah tells us that the soul, the neshama, the godly soul that we have is like a godly infusion. It's one that is godly. It's connected to God. It comes as a part of God, so to speak. What does that mean? It means coming into Rosh Hashanah that we have to think about the greatness of who we are, the greatness of our potential, the purity of our potential, that we all have this amazing soul that at its core is never damaged, at its core is never broken, at its core has never been corrupted. It remains pure, it remains pristine, it remains infinite with infinite potential, just like God is infinite. We also have that infusion of infinity because we have an infusion of godliness. So coming into this Rosh Hashanah, after a year that we've had, where the world is in chaos and gone insane, where so much heartbreak and pain has taken place, we have to really dig deep this Rosh Hashanah and fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. That's why shofar is blowing, because Rosh Hashanah we reconnect to God's blowing, the blowing of our soul into our being. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the greatest time to connect and to remember and to ignite the depth of our neshama, the depth of our soul. I'd like to encourage everyone to try and make it a shul to hear the shofar. And if you're not able to make it a shul, let me know. Because there are many people who will blow shofar throughout the day. There are many different opportunities and shofar blowings that Bina is doing. Please let me know. Don't try not to miss the shofar this Rosh Hashanah. I think this Rosh Hashanah, like no other one, we need to really make it work. We need to connect on a deeper way, because it's now the time, like no other time, to really connect to our Jewishness. The pain and the challenge that we've experienced over the last year should not lead us to despair, because despair is not a Jewish option, but it should lead us to an urgency, to a deeper connection, to a deeper love of God and love of our Jewishness, to a deeper pride. So let's reflect on our neshama, our soul, and let's express it through the blowing of the shofar, through the hearing the sounds that come from the blower, who produces those signs of a simple cry coming from the depths of the soul that we do on Rosh Hashanah. Let's reflect on that just a little bit. Just think, imagine in your mind as an exercise. If you ever heard the shofar, just try and think in your mind, hear it in your mind, the sounds of the shofar being blown. Simple sounds. Like that. Broken sounds, like tu 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 tu, represents the crying of the soul. And then think about your soul. Think about blowing. Try to feel the sensation that you have when you blow. If it makes it easier, try and blow a little bit. Feel how it's coming from inside. A strong blow. God blew the neshama into us. Whenever we breathe from within, whenever we breathe deeply, we express our soul and neshama. God blew through the nostrils, the organ of breath, the rhythm of life, the music of our existence. One breath at a time is connecting, expressing the godly infusion of our soul. Holy, pure, pristine, godly, infinite. Let's connect with our neshama. Let's blow the shofar, deeply connecting with who we are. Let's bring down God's blessings for a Shana Tova. I want to take this opportunity to wish, first of all, those that listen, to thank you always for listening, and to wish you and your family Shana Tova Umetuka. May it be a good year for ourselves, for our families, but of course more broadly for Am Yisrael, for the land of Israel, for the entire world. Am Yisrael Chai, Shana Tova Umetuka.